During this conference, they offer different career training paths and different debriefs of incidences that happened across the world and trends in law enforcement, and so you're able to pick and choose what classes you like to attend. One of the classes I attended was, I mean, everyone's facing this issue, but it's solving the hiring crisis, what works through internal research. Another issue, recruitment and retention. That class was very interesting. One of the things I learned is that the borough is actually doing a very good job with how they're hiring and how they're looking for employees. One thing I learned about the factors facing us is our geographical location. I mean, we all know that, but it just kind of sent it home that that's actually a factor we're facing. Other places have millions or hundreds of thousands of people to choose from. They're even having the hiring difficulties. One of the things they talked about is having your HR in constant contact with people who are applying. That's one of the things that they found out through research that kept applicants engaged in the hiring process.
So was that something that you all were doing here before the conference, or is that something you want to try to implement?
That's something we're currently doing, so it made me feel good that the borough's already doing that. Yeah, so I attended the pre-employment evaluations considering racial biases, and one of the things they talked about was the psychological evaluations. And one of the things I learned is that we're already doing the higher standard of psychological evaluations through public safety psychological services. So that was very reassuring.
That's like a specific type of test you give to applicants?
Yes, it's an additional screening that they go through, and they're actually looking for biases in law enforcement because we don't need those. One of the other classes I attended was the anti-police culture. That was nice. It talked about how to communicate with the anti-police culture. And one thing I noticed is that Alaska seems to be very advanced as far as community policing and being in touch with your communities than other places. Mm-hmm. It could be just because we're such a small community, everyone knows each other, and so you get constant feedback instead of having to hire companies to do surveys. What I learned from that is don't be afraid to talk to them. Try and bridge the gaps. I mean, if we have a problem or someone has a problem with us, they normally come and talk to us right away, and I really like that because then we can handle the problem or handle the issue so we don't let stuff get out of control.
Do you feel like there were any other things that you saw there that shaped how things will progress this year?
I actually used being there at the conference as some research also. We have the Axon dash cameras going through the assembly right now for the approval. And when I went to the other vendors, it was reassuring for them to tell me that their technology was years behind Axon, so it made me feel good that we're going in the right direction. One of the other things, there was Dubai police. I got to sit in their just under $1 million police car that they brought over. I got to meet three Ukraine police officers that were there. It was neat to see them in this time that they're facing in their country actually over here at the International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference.